The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 2, 1975, in Denver, Colorado.
Yesterday you were putting forward the logic machine. Machine we also accept. Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned, this body is machine. Jantra. Jantra means machine. So, you, at the same time, you said growing. So, do you grow machine, podcast?
Do they grow? No.
then how the analogy is perfect? Machine it is. That is accepted. Krishna says. That is undoubtedly it is machine. It is nothing but machine. So machine, at the same time you say it grows. How it can be compared to?
The body is compared to a machine.
Not it is machine, not compared. It is machine. Actually it is machine.
Then it cannot grow because a machine does not grow.
No.
So it is changing every second.
Yeah. So this is a car, machine. But if I want a bigger car, that means another car. Not this car is growing. Suppose sometimes we get baby car. That is not sufficient. I want a big car. So you cannot say they increase the baby car and it becomes a sedan car. That means you require another big car. A child cannot have sex in that body. The same child, when he wants to enjoy sex, he must have another body. So, these rascals, they cannot understand how different machines has been supplied by nature.
It is
supply.
Yes. I think it's
as soon as you want another machine, immediately it is. Svabhavikik balak kriyaja. Parasya shakti bhividaiva. His potency, his merit, is acting, not his merit, but the nature's merit, prakita kriyamanani, it is working so swiftly. You cannot see. The same example as I gave, alright, that the movie's spool, each is a different picture. But when it is put into the projector, you cannot understand. But actually, at the background, there are different features. So if ordinary, cinema, picture, we can make like that, how much nicely and subtle machine is there, it is being on, that you do not know. But each body, each second, you are being supplied a different body.
Like each of the different frames.
Huh?
On the film, each frame is different.
It's different.
Each picture.
So but it appears to be a complete... hand is here, another picture, hand is here, another picture, hand is here. But when they're taken together, it means the hand moves. The example is there. Each picture is a different picture. As soon as you stop it, hand is here. That's all.
So each second the body is a little different?
Yes. Each second the body is different. But what this rascal will do? How they will know? They have no brain. All dull-headed, materialistic, mura. They cannot understand it. But this is the process. Why not? I want, for certain thing, I want a different body. Immediately nature supplies.
even within this body?
Why within? Another body, who cannot see? Not within, without. Another body, supply.
Sometimes when people are put into a dangerous situation, they acquire extraordinary strength, just like that, that they never had before. So it's like they...
You must expect according to your quality. If Krishna wants, he can make something. But you are not independent. You are dependent on nature. And your position is very insignificant. But Krishna can, as soon as he wishes, immediately done. Prasasati. That's like in Bible it says. God said, let there be Krishna. Yes, Krishna. Immediately. But you cannot do that. But if whatever you are designing, nature is supplied. Krishna is also being supplied by nature, that is spiritual nature. And you are also being supplied by the material nature. So both nature is working. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara, each stage is a different form. That is going on.
Scientists say that every 7 years the body...
Not 7 years, a medical man says every moment the blood corpuscles are changing.
Are different?
Yes. No. New blood cells are coming into being. So you cannot say machine growing. That is fallacious.
Changing.
A machine? New
machine.
As soon as I want a smaller car, not smaller car, I want bigger car, smaller car also. That is change. Whatever you desire at the same time you desire. First desire, then desire. If it is like this, ask us, I desire to become God. That kind of desire will never fulfill.
Pertinent qualification also.
Yes. Your position is very minute. So, you can desire up to that limit. Not that you can desire, I become complete in yourself. That is the defect of the Mahabharata. Because I am qualitatively one, therefore I am one in everything. A drop of ocean water, if he desires, I become ocean. That is not possible. But a drop of ocean water contains the same ingredient as the big Pacific Ocean. So, in your quantitative proportion, if you desire, that is your perfection.
Understanding one's position.
Yeah.
That's sensible.
Like in the 10th chapter, it's talking about...
Not come back here. Yeah.
It's talking about that Arjuna saw the universal form, all these universes and all that. So, does that mean, like you were talking, that one can't become a universal being, but he can see the whole universe? Can you explain how that is?
How is that? You can see the universe. That does not mean you can become a universe. You can see the sky. That doesn't mean you become as big as sky. Small, minute, shining sparks, minute, combination. So they are also shining. But that does not mean they can become as good, as big as the sun. The defect of the Mahabhava philosophy, they think of themselves too much. Therefore they remain here, always in Maya. Of the Buddha, when the intelligence is not purified, they are called Abhisuddha Buddhaya or Vishuddha, without purification of knowledge. Chukitsina parang padang tata patanti adha. Anadita-jusmudang. They fall down. Symbol?
Some fountain.
No, there are some children. Symbolic.
They're looking at the water.
Written? Danger. Now, they are going to the safety. What is danger? That is the safety. Now, what is danger and what is safety?
It is relative.
Yeah. Everything is relative. Therefore, it is called relative world.
According to the body. Because the duck has a particular body, the water for him is safer.
Yeah.
And because we have this particular body, it is dangerous.
Is it true that when you become more purified, that you will see everything differently with your eyes and hear everything differently with your ears and all these?
Yeah.
You don't see things the way we see right now,
If you are suffering from cataract, how you can see distinctly? You have to get your eyes operated. Then you can see. So our bhakti process is simply purifying, more. When you are completely purified, you see God face to face, eye to eye, talk with Him, play with Him, just like cowherd boys are playing. The gopis are dancing to get that position.
In the Bhagavatam, speaking about Dhruva Maharaj, his senses became enlivened.
Senses are there. It is purified. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam. The bhakti process is completely, complete process to purify you. Other process are not. Karma, gyan, yoga cannot purify you 100%. And bhakti process can purify you 100%.
What's the difference between a Brahmavadi and a Mayavadi?
That you already questioned me, answer.
I did?
Yes. He means those who are aspiring to merge into the impersonal Brahma Ipadi.
Mayavadis, they do not attain that impersonal realization?
Mayavadis remain fools forever.
They never leave this material platform.
They do not know, they have no knowledge. Avishuddha Buddha, all is impure. Impure. Otherwise, how they are thinking? So how I am saying, I am moving this on, I am. Such rascals, they remain always ignorant. No sense that if I am the same, then why I have fallen down in this Maya? They say it is my leela. I have become dog, so it is my leela. I have become hawk, it is my leela. This is Gatira. That fools. Mura. Maya Purita Jnana. That described in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya Madhi means Maya Apurita Jnana. That knowledge has been taken away by Maya. The fools. Either you call them fool or either you call them lowest of the mankind or the most sinful. Whatever way you can call them. All good qualities.
Therefore,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned, Mayavadi Bhastra Sunile Hai Sadbana. If you hear from Mayavadi, then your spiritual life is finished. It's so dangerous.
The Brahmavadis have some possibility of advancing?
Oh, yes.
What is that thing that enables them to advance?
That you will know later on. First of all, try to understand. Don't try to understand everything in a moment. That is foolishness. But that argument is clear?
Yes.
If you call it a machine, how the machine can grow?
Machine is changing.
You say two things, growing and machine. Mm. That is incomparable. Machine cannot grow.
Machines. You get another machine, another one.
So I've changed so many machines, so death means another machine. Where is the difficulty?
When the spirit soul leaves the body continues to change.
No, spirit soul is changing machine. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So when this machine is finished, and another machine.
The old machine continues to change after the spirit soul leaves. It deteriorates. The old machine breaks down.
Yes, you give up one machine and you take another machine.
One goes into a subtle machine.
That is, that example is given. Bhashamsi jinnani jathabihar. That's like your dress. When it is used, you throw it away. And I take another. Bhashamsi jinnani jathabihar. Jinnati naro aparani. You accept another set of dress. Clearly explained. Also very scientific. That's like, according to your last life desire, you have got this dress, this body. So it is going on, going on, going on. Now, you are creating another set of desires in this life. So you require a different dress. Then you begin another satisfaction of your desires. This is right. karmana daiva netrena, by your karma, you are creating a situation. Just like a criminal, he has created a situation, he cannot live anymore outside the jail. Come on here. He'll go now automatically. They do not know how nature is working. It is clearly said, prakriti kriyamaanani. Nature is working. And that nature is working maya dhakshena, under my superintendence. Everything is there. Maya dhakshena prakriti svyate esa charachanam. Jagat, it is changing all this, isn't it? How it is changing? Under the direction of God. Maya dhakshena.
Only Krishna is doing everything then.
Yeah, Krishna is not like you. That when you are given some business, you become embarrassed. That is the difference between Krishna and you. He never becomes embarrassed.
Srila Prabhupada, is it true that our advancement in devotional services is it influenced a lot by our past karma? How many sinful activities you've
committed? No, no, no. Bhakti is not under karma. Bhakti is under your goodwill. If you accept to surrender to Krishna, you can do that. Without being checked by anything else. Simply you have to will. Yes, Krishna, you are asking me. So long I did not do, from this day I do. That will depend upon you.
Well, not if I was more sinful, I would make less advancement than somebody who is more
whatever pious. You may be, simply surrender and everything is finished. Aṅtāṁ sarva-pāpi-bhamma-kṛṣṇa. Even if you are sinful, Krishna will give you release, all right. You have surrendered, that's all. That is one. If you reserve something and cheat Krishna, now I am surrendering. Krishna is very intelligent. You have still reservation. No.
It's easier to surrender to Krishna.
Yeah, in Satogun one can see, one can understand his position.
Experience the miseries of the gross body in Sattva-guna?
Hmm?
Does he experience the miseries of the gross body when he's in Sattva-guna, the mode of goodness? Does he experience hunger and thirst? Those things like that.
Gross body means? No hunger?
Yeah, is it that when a person's in Sattva-guna, he's not so much...
He's not disturbed by the Rajaguna Tamo. That is Sattva-guna. Nasta prayasu avadri. He can be disturbed by Rajaguna Tamo. But when he's in Sattva-guna, he's not so much disturbed. And if we increase and go to the pure Sattva-guna, Suddha Sattva, then he's no more disturbed. At that time he can understand what is God. You are strongly situated in Sattva-guna, the other base qualities cannot disturb you. Radha-rajastamo bhava kama lobha dvayascha je. Other guna means lusty desires and greediness. This thing will be finished when you are strongly situated in Sattva-guna. Then you go advance more and more. Hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna means cleansing. Cleansing the dirty things of Rajaguna and Tamo. The world is going on on rajagun and tamogun. Very minute quantity of population and vaishatagun.
In India, will you find... Perhaps only in India will you find people in...
Yes, places. Some. That is also deteriorating. Satogun, the Mahabadi, they are also supposed to be in Satogun, but mixed with Rajagun, Tamagun. Therefore, not pure.
You're saying that when he's in the mode of goodness, that he's on the mental platform?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he's not, he's experiencing the subtle body inside of the gross body, or what does that mean?
Mental platform is mixed. Satogun, Rajagun. Not pure. But if you keep always Krishna in your mind, then you are pure. The mind has no other opportunity to keep anything else. Krishna is sitting there, then guarantee. They keep always seeing Vishnu form within the heart. Therefore, they keep in Satogun. Similarly, if you keep Krishna, then you are in Satogun. And when that concentration on Krishna is not disturbed, then it is Shuddha Satogun. That is spiritual practice. How is it?
What does the yogi perceive when he cuts off the outer senses? He finally reaches the.
Perceive.
What does he experience when he cuts off the outer senses and is able to?
Out of sense. Out of sense. What do you mean by out of sense? Dead.
His bodily senses.
There is no question of out of sense. Sense has purified. What do you mean by out of sense?
Well, so the sense with which you perceive the outer gross.
So that always remains. And when it is not purified, you perceive material things. When it is purified, it becomes spiritual.
So the same gross senses will be able to see its spiritual
things? Yeah, it is purified. Bhakti is the purifying process, I have already said. Not that the eyes are suffering from cataract disease, pluck out. That is Mayavadi philosophy.
What does that mean then when the yogis withdraw their senses from the objects, like it says in the, like the tortoise withdraws his limbs within the shell? What does that refer to then?
How do that? I do not follow.
He asks, in the yoga system,
yoga system means always see super soul, that is real yoga system. Perfect. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasantinam yogin. Yogina being meditating and seeing the super soul, this is yoga. Not that he does not see, he is seeing super soul. He is seeing nothing else.
He doesn't see with the gross senses. The super, he doesn't see the super soul with the gross senses, though. Does he?
Pure senses.
Pure.
He doesn't. Impure senses and pure senses.
How can you tell when your senses are getting purified?
Hmm?
How can you tell when you're making progress in purifying?
You will understand Krishna more and more. So long your senses are not purified, you will not understand clearly what is Krishna. Understanding Krishna means detestable to the material world, attached to Krishna. Bhakti parasanu bhava, virakti anatrasa.
Is it true that eventually by this process we'll become purified so we can become like Shruti Dharas? Is it true that eventually we will become like Shruti Dhara?
That we will see when we become purified.
Then you'll actually attain that condition then.
Try to become purified. Don't imagine and guess what will be the condition when I am purified. This is all nonsense. Try to become purified.
Then you perceive.
Yes.
You tell the story of the potter. He has many pots. He tries to imagine what it will be like
when
he becomes very wealthy.
Waste time. You are eating, you'll understand yourself. Yes, I'm eating, I'm getting strength, I'm getting satisfied. But simply theory, what will happen after eating? What will happen? You eat and you see what is happening. What is the use of asking this question? You eat and you will understand.
Harrison, he wrote in his preface that the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Yeah.
So he recommended everyone to take up Krishna consciousness.
In Delhi, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakha Chittete Koriya. What is that?
Chittete Koriya
Aitya. Arana Koriya Mane. Your Guru has said that you chant Hare Krishna, observe these rules, do that. Don't speculate. And you will understand everything. In Delhi, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakha Chittete Koriya. Arana Koriya Mane. No speculation. Do it.
Can you explain exactly what speculation means? Can you explain exactly what speculation means?
Speculation means thinking. What will happen? Maybe like this, maybe like this. That is speculation. Speculate, Krishna may be like this, Krishna may be like this, that is speculation. When Krishna appeared before you, you see, oh, Krishna is like this. That is one. And if you see, speculate, Krishna may be like this, it is all nonsense. Come to this stage when Krishna will appear before you and you will see what is Krishna. Be qualified to that position. Mayavadis, they are speculative, simply. God may be like this. Why God may be like this? God is factual, Krishna. But therefore they cannot understand Krishna. Plane crash took place and John Kennedy. So such a being, simply by touching the electric wire, they become.
Well, they were towers. They were, I think, steel towers, 200 feet high. So they were pretty sturdy, and it hit four of them.
There was some bad weather.
And then it toppled over.
No, bad weather, you touch, but simply by touching such a big machine, it became in fire. Unsafe. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Padang, padang, jada, bipada. Every step there is danger.